All right, well, welcome everybody to today's group coaching call. Today we're going to be going over the topic of success principles. Now, as I mentioned in the email, you know, these success principles that we'll be discussing are applicable all across the board, you know, not just for the super rich and famous internet, you know, millionaires on the internet. For anyone, all across the board, for sure. So, but we're going to be customizing, you know, these principles as best as possible here today to your own situation. And if you have any calls or have any questions, I mean, and you know, specific circumstances that you'd like to discuss, you know, as they relate to any of the success principles, then just let me know, okay? So we have Linda on the line, along with, I guess, a few other callers here as well that are able to make it today. We might have a few latecomers, too, but either way, if you have any questions, as always, just chime in. I'm glad to discuss those in the process of the presentation. Instead of having to hold them until the very end, I'd much rather have a you know, conversation or discussion with you and customizing the you know, the conversation to you as best as possible. Cool? Okay, so number one is, as mentioned in the email that you know, I sent out, we're all a bundle of habits, as Napoleon Hill talks about. You know, I can't believe how often I read books, and as I start to extract, you know, the goodness out of those books that I read, they always come back to these success principles of the of people who are high performers, you know, these people who are, you know, great achievers, and it always comes back to these principles, you know, that I'll be sharing with you today. You know, these habits that we get into. How do we get into habits? You guys have any specific answers to that question? How do you get into a habit? Do you know, Linda?
I think you do it without even thinking about it a lot of times.
Okay. So there's involuntary and voluntary, right?
Right.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, so the big difference is between those things right there is choice, right?
Right.
No matter what, life is going to be carrying on every day, whether you like it or not. You know, it keeps on ticking. Time keeps on going 1 second after a second, you know? And, you know, there's nothing we can do about stopping time. It keeps on driving forward. So we can either make the choice or not, but it's going to be rolling forward no matter what. And so you can either ride the horse, or else the horse will ride you. And having a horse on top of your back is pretty painful. So it's a lot easier to get on the horse, ride it, and direct it in the direction that you would like. And that takes one of the habits we'll be going over is a self-discipline, self-control, and be able to make that decision, have that will, have that drive to be able to go after what you really want to go after. So we're going to jump into that in more depth. But that's the biggest thing with habits, is that there's voluntary and involuntary habits. That's a great point there, Linda. And we can either make that choice, or else someone else is going to make that choice, you know, or life will. So every day, you know, the more aware, more conscious we are of who we are and what we're doing every day, the better, and the higher levels of success we can achieve as we start to go through and create habits out of these principles that we'll discuss. You know, every single successful person that I've discussed with or spoken with, you know, researched and studied, it all comes back to these habits that they've developed. And you know, the great thing is that it's duplicatable. You know, they weren't born into success, you know, a lot of times, and they weren't born into rich families or rich, you know, or even poor families, you know, or both. You know, it ranged all across the board. So, you know, irrespective of whether or not you're born into, you know, born into royalty, or born into a special family, or born into a special location for the world, it doesn't matter. You know, what matters is how you control your thoughts. And that's the biggest key to experiencing any type of riches in life, is to be able to control our thoughts and direct those thoughts into the direction that we desire. So the number one, the first principle that I'll discuss, and, this, and many of these are directly referenced from Napoleon Hill's At Works and the Law of Success. And if you guys email me, I can send you over a link that you can refer to for the Law of Success, along with a bunch of other success principles that we'll talk about today. Okay. But the first one that he jumps into quite in depth, and I'll discuss right now, is the principle of having a definite major purpose. If you wake up in the day, in the morning, and you're clear about the purpose of the day, and even take that to a whole new level and think about the purpose of the upcoming week and month and your life, okay? You start to gain this perspective about, you know, your purpose in life. And everything starts to adopt a whole new meaning, doesn't it? And you think about, well, the reason why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you building up an internet business? You know, what's the purpose in it? What do you hope to gain out of it? You know, what are the major benefits that you hope to enjoy as a result of having a residual stream of income coming in every single day? You start to think about those things, and you start to grasp a greater vision of, you know, the purpose of why you're doing what you're doing, right? But the biggest thing that I wanted to be able to convey with this principle here is living on purpose. I mean, one of the major reasons why most people are not successful in their life is because they don't have a specific purpose that they're going after. You know, they're not taking that bow and arrow, so to speak, and aiming directly at the target. You know, they're running around, they're wandering at generalities. And that's the reason why. One of the major reasons why. Once you have a specific purpose, you have a specific goal, and it may not be perfectly clear, okay? You may only see maybe the first 10 steps ahead of you, or maybe even just the first step. Whatever the case may be, as long as you have a specific purpose that you want to go after, and second, as a part of this, a plan that you can start taking in the right direction, then get cracking, okay? Get started with moving in the right direction. The number one success principle, the number one habit that the internet millionaires are in, and you can get into if you're not already, is waking up each day knowing that you have a purpose, an overarching vision of what you're after. Okay, we're not talking about these isolated to-do lists. Okay, those are all, you know, good as well. It'll help you get closer to your to the attainment of your goals and so forth. But, you know, what is your really big purpose here? Okay, like some of the examples of, you know, some of the inventions that people have come up with, or the internet launches that people have done. I want to make the best website that serves people who are disabled. And I want to have a site that, you know, it makes it super easy for them to, you know, be able to get the tools and resources for them to be able to, you know, access information on the internet or use specific technical gadgets, you know, easily, you know. There's a lot of disabled people in the world, you know, physically or handicapped, that would still love to use different tools that only, you know, that usually are customized to just, you know, regular folks that are not disabled, right? So, like for example, my father-in-law, he's blind, and he actually does, you know, does a lot of this what I'm talking about on a university level. He goes and helps a lot of the disabled folks, the blind and the deaf and so forth, on integrating the technology in their life and helping them use it. You know, that's his definite major purpose. That's his goal. That's the reason why he wakes up every day to be able to go after, as far as, you know, business-wise, to go after that goal, helping people out with that. What's your goal? What's your primary objective, your definite major purpose, as Napoleon talks about? What do you want to go after? What are you excited about? And some of these key words I'm sharing with you today are actually habits that you got to get into, such as enthusiasm, you know, and action. Okay, we'll talk about that in more detail, but first and foremost is living on purpose. You're waking up every day, you know, knowing, hey, I'm I'm going after this exciting vision, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how all the time, but as you start to look at one of the other principles we'll discuss and get into the habit of doing is masterminding. You know, this principle of organized effort and organizing the efforts of other people and in your life. We'll discuss that. But having a definite major purpose in your life will make all the difference with your level of success as you start to pursue it. Okay, but you got to start somewhere and make that commitment and say, yes, I am going to choose this direction. Okay, you're making a conscious choice. Okay, you're no longer leaving it up to your neighbor or your friend or the universe or God or whoever else to say, hey, here's the choice. You know, you make that choice. And obviously make that, you know, communicate with a God, communicate with the higher power in your life, because that's also a habit to get into. Okay, there's a lot of habits that we want to consciously get into. Because as we consciously get into these habits, okay, you're leading your life in the direction that you desire. And we're all 100% responsible for the lot in life. As you start to take 100% responsibility, then you're no longer living in victim mode. And there's a lot of folks out there. There's a lot of folks. And you've probably experienced it yourself, where they're in an entitlement position, where they owe, they, you know, they think that life owes them a living. And, you know, they're always complaining and so forth. And, you know, they can't even recognize the opportunity right in front of them. And so you're putting yourself in a position where you see opportunity and create opportunity all the time. It all starts off with that conscious choice, saying, I will go after this. It's my desire to go after this. You know, you're making it happen. Okay? I think that's the biggest thing, that biggest takeaway point in that habit of developing a definite major purpose is just making that conscious choice, that you're no longer leaving it up to anyone else, that you're practicing your will in the matter. You're saying, yes, I desire to go after this because I see myself being more happier, more fulfilled. You know, I see myself enjoying life to a greater degree because you see that whatever the purpose you're going after is going to help you do that. Yeah. Okay, now the second one, so the second habit to get into that the internet millionaires and everyone else in life that is, has attained any level of huge success. And before we go into this, I want to be able to share just a caveat in terms of the definition of success. I challenge you to take the moment when we're done here today to define success yourself. What does success really mean to you? What does it look like? It's going to be different for a lot of folks all across the board. How I look at success and how you look at it is usually going to be entirely different. A lot of commonalities will exist for sure. You know, like we all want to be more happier and more loved and more liked and have, you know, greater riches in all aspects of life, right? But the details really is where it's at. You know, your life in my life and everyone else's life on this call and everyone else, we're all different. Okay, so define how success really looks like. What are the values that you really want to place your heart and mind on and dwell on and go after and live your life upon? Okay, so define it first and foremost. It's pretty hard to, impossible to reach something that you don't know that you're clear about. If you haven't defined what it is and what you're going after, it's the same thing with definite major purpose. And define exactly what you want. And then you're clear and you can go after it, just like choosing a destination or choosing a specific, you know, target on a bow and arrow, you know, for example, and you're doing target shooting or you're climbing up a mountain or any other analogy, okay? Okay, so the second habit that the successful get into is self-confidence. Okay, confidence, you know, is something that you also choose to go after, you know, starting with your self-image. If you were to close your eyes and visualize your body, your perspective of yourself, how do you view yourself? okay, there's a few students that, you know, I spoke with a while back ago, and even a few of my friends, that, you know, when they view themselves, they don't have a good perspective of themselves. They view themselves as, oh, I'm fat, I'm lazy, they have all these negative emotions or negative associations up in their mind about themselves. And so that's where your clearing comes in. You'll be able to clear those negative thoughts and the negative energy that you have associated with yourself, and reassociating those thoughts and memories to something positive, something uplifting, something that's associated with love and joy and happiness. And that's going to help out dramatically with your confidence. Okay? There's a whole formula that you can follow to develop more confidence, but first and foremost is developing a better self-image. Okay? Choosing, I would challenge you to choose three words that will help you define yourself. I am, fill in the blank, I am happy, friendly, and outgoing. Or I am bold, courageous, and loving. Okay, write those three words down. Write the first three words that you would love to associate yourself with. Okay, you may or may not, you know, be at this level where you want to be at with those words yet, associated to yourself, but at least start off somewhere. Okay? Establish the words that you want to be able to say, yes, I'm going to strive to be that type of person. I'm going to be a more friendly person. I'm being that person up in my mind right now. The be do have formula. If you follow those steps, and your confidence level starts to go up and up and up. And there's a huge difference, though, between, you know, self-confidence and being prideful, you know. There's that fine line between saying, okay, I'm better than everybody else compared to being confident. And it's that perspective that you start to choose to say, hey, we're all equal, we're all human beings, we're all on the same level. So that's what we're talking about with self-confidence. We're not talking about the negative aspect of that definition of what you know, the dictionary and sometimes other people think about self-confidence. It's not pride. And it's not thinking that you're better than someone else, you know.
Okay.
It's believing in yourself. Believing that you can build up a business. Believing that you can go out there and help people out and prosper and achieve great things in your life. Okay? There's a lot more we can talk about that, for sure, but we're going to go on. Okay? Any questions so far? Any thoughts, comments before we go on? You guys good?
Good.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so third is the habit of getting into taking the initiative. Okay, taking the initiative. Lynn, I'm just going to put you on the spot and ask you, what do you think taking the initiative means?
That you step up to the plate, that you do what you need to do.
Okay, cool. Yeah, exactly. So if you were to look at your internet business, if you look at your family, any aspect of life, but just customizing this to your internet business, you know, taking the initiative is huge, right? If you want to make things happen, you can't rely on anyone else, right? You got to go after it. And you know, we were just actually discussing this in our own family, you know, with our kids. I have four kids, and we were talking about the topic of taking the initiative without having, you know, mommy and daddy always telling you exactly what to do. Look around and do the things that you ought to do without being told. That's taking the initiative. And you're in a prime spot of taking the initiative. You basically have to, you know, if you want to be successful in a business, because no one else is going to run your business for you. You got to look around and use your common sense, use your innovative mind, and look around and ask yourself, what should be done here? And then you go after it. The successful people on the internet, okay, the people who are continually making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars on the internet, they take the initiative. They look around and they're problem solvers. Okay, they don't have to be told to say, hey, there's someone over there who needs a lot of help. Go help them. They just do it because they observe. They're very observant. Yeah, they get out there and they socialize with folks. They can see there's a whole world of opportunity, and it's yours for the asking. You just got to go out there and make it happen. That's taking the initiative, and that's a habit to get into. Some folks don't have, or, you know, they're not in the habit yet. And it, once again, as we talked about, getting into habits is all about consistently going after it, trying every single day to do better and better and better, and it gets easier and easier and easier, and it starts to take on a whole new life of itself in an automatic pace, which is called, you know, Napoleon talks about the law of cosmic habit force, which is this automatic pace that just sets into motion. You don't think about all the regeneration occurrences that happen to your body inside of the cell, you know, cellular, into the cells of your body. You know, the regeneration of your body, you know, that just happens automatically. Your heartbeat, your blood flow. I mean, there's so many other things that happens automatically. And the beauty of this is, and we'll get into this in more depth, that habit of getting to the point where you've practiced it so much that it takes over and you don't have to think about the details anymore. All the details take care of itself. And if you've ever, you can kind of compare this to the analogy of, you know, driving, you know, driving to work or driving to a place that you've driven to about, you know, 5,000 times. You know, a lot of times you'll be driving along and all of a sudden, like, wow, I can't believe I'm here already. Oh, I didn't even pay attention at all. I didn't even know that we actually passed, you know, five streets or however many streets you had to pass or lights you had to go through. You know, you just have the whole place memorized because you've done it so often. You've driven there, it's like, wow, I'm here already. Amazing. And if you haven't felt that feeling, I know what it feels like. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. But that's basically just an analogy of getting into the habit of, you know, of doing all these things. And you start to, it takes on a life of itself. Okay, so that's the principle of taking the initiative. The fourth principle of success, the habit that we want to get into, is having the habit of imagination. Okay, this is different than just taking the initiative. Okay, this is being able to use your mind and be creative. If you look at your customers going to your websites, or if you're working on getting customers, you know, think creatively. Use your imagination. Use your God-given mind to be able to create solutions, you know, that will help people out. You know, there's lots and lots of products and services out there that, you know, help people out, and they're out there. And if it doesn't exist, then you can create it if you have the desire. So the cool thing about, you know, imagination is that you have 100% control over that. Okay, you have the ability to, you know, sit and, you know, dream about it, create it. Nothing can happen in the physical realm if it doesn't happen spiritually or up in your mind first. So take the time, you know, to think about your audience. Think about where you want to go, your definite major purpose, your goals of developing confidence, you know, your steps that you're taking to, you know, take a greater level of initiative every day. Okay, these are all things that involve the imagination. You know, where would we be if, you know, Henry Ford didn't have an imagination, or Thomas Edison, or, you know, Benjamin Franklin, or, you know, many of the other inventors and people who have, you know, created amazing things that have changed the whole, you know, living world, you know, in this human planet. So imagination will make a huge difference, of course, okay, with everything you do. The next principle we're going to talk about is action. Okay, action is just that, you know, taking action. You know, there's a, you know, there's two major camps that I think of when it comes to taking action. You know, you have the folks that run around with head cut off, so to speak, and they just, you know, as soon as they see something they want to go after, they just run after it, and they go after it. You know, there's a difference between running around in a frenzy and moving forward in the second camp, which is having at least a plan of action. Okay, you might not, once again, see every single thing perfectly, and most people don't. But at least you have a plan of action, you know, a major or a basic plan that you can start implementing. Those are the things that I would stress that you spend more time on. Is you have your definite major purpose, and you know next the basic plans you want to go after and implement, and then take action as fast as you can, because that's really where you start to obtain the validation. Is what you're doing working? And nothing happens at all. Everything is dead unless you start to take action. Okay? And you start to take that action first and foremost up in your mind. You can see yourself being successful. You sort of foster this prosperity consciousness. And you develop a greater ability to imagine and to see yourself enjoying what you're doing, and you're able to, and that propels you forward to take action in the right direction. So you know that as you start to become more familiar and more educated about principles of success and modeling after other people who have had success that you want, then you'll know that you're going in the right direction. And that's one of the statements I shared with you in the presentation or the invitation of this call today, which is, how do you know that the direction you're going into will actually turn out to be positive? How do you know? And the answer to that is by following the natural law, by following principles of success. I mean, if other people have done it and they've seen success, you can do the same thing. It's very duplicatable. So action, I can't say, obviously, see enough about action. Okay, I mean, as soon as you, there's folks definitely that will only take action, if their circumstances are almost perfect or even perfect, and they never really take action. They're always complaining, and they're always thinking about, things, but they never really take action. And that's obviously why they don't see the success they want. If you see where you want to go at least a couple steps ahead of yourself, and you know that other people have taken it too, and they had success, you just got to keep on following on the path. Okay, just keep at it. Right? Avoid the trap of analysis paralysis. And where you're analyzing so much that it paralyzes you from taking the action that's required, needed. Yeah. All right. You guys doing good?
Good.
Hi, Trent.
Cool. Who's this?
Yeah, doing good.
This is Nelly.
Nelly, cool. And then who else was on the line?
That's Ben.
Hi. Okay, Ben, cool. So we have Linda, Nelly, and Ben.
Jennifer,
awesome.
Judy.
Great. Again, Judy. Fantastic. Well, you guys, that's wonderful. So you guys have any questions so far, any comments in relation to the habits of success that we've discussed here so far?
Hi, Trent. This is Nelly. How about if you have heard all of these things before, and still you are nowhere near where you want to be?
Wonderful question. So the answer that I would share with you in regards to that is to keep at it. Keep at it. A lot of people are doing these things, okay? A lot of times, and I've seen it myself, and I still experience it, which is so often, the prize or the reward that you're going after is right around the corner. And if you get in the habit of giving up, then you'll never reach it. That's a fact. But if you keep on at it, it's just a matter of time. So that's actually one of the habits that, the successful get into, which is learning from defeat. Okay? We're all faced with challenges. None of us are exempt. We all face, challenges, obstacles, things in our way that are temporary roadblocks. And that's how we should view them, right? And that's how, the successful of, the people of great accomplishment view things. It's just a temporary hurdle. So that's what I would share with you, Nelly, is that If you haven't experienced it yet, that's the key word in it. That's the emphasis to place on it, is yet. You just got to keep on at it. And the second thing I would share with you is, as you start to take these principles we're talking about here today, I'm sure there's going to be some new ones, but as you start to reach out and mastermind with people and get other people's knowledge and wisdom, you start to do what works, you know, and start to gain insight and, you know, these pivotal, you know, tidbits of wisdom that you receive from people are invaluable, you know, as you start to mastermind on specific topics and with your husband or spouse or, you know, wife or friend or family member or whoever else, okay, that you invite into your mastermind. We'll actually talk about that a bit more in depth, but that's huge, okay? You're organizing the effort, you're organizing the wisdom, the minds of other people out there, and it's really going to make a world of a difference, okay, with you accomplishing what you want to go after a lot faster, too, okay? Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yeah. Don't be bashful, though, if you do. Yeah, it's a group coaching call, so you really get what you put into everything in your life. So, you know, the more you put into it, the more you get out.
Well, you know, with that being said there, Trent, also, you know, one other point there is we don't really know what the future is. So, you know, what we can see as being a setback today and end up being something that could turn out to be, like, the best thing to happen to us, like, if that hadn't have occurred, which may have seemed like as a negative thing at the beginning of the situation, and then it led to the circumstances that put you into the success that you're going to have in the future. You don't really know that, but
yeah,
just staying positive with the process.
Yeah, I love it. Way to go. Yeah, I should appreciate that comment, Ben. Yeah, exactly. You know, these seeds that we're planting, we can turn any type of seed that comes our way into a blooming opportunity, right? And as you pointed out, there's so many circumstances that arise or that we create that we can direct in, you know, the direction that we want. You know, it really always goes back to the perspective that we have on things. How can I turn this into something positive? And that's the habit of, as I mentioned, learning from defeat, you know, learning from challenges, learning from failure. And it's the only time we fail is if we just stop doing it, right?
Absolutely, and everybody that I've ever talked to that's been made it and is successful, you know what? They were probably the guys that were failing along the way, and they chose to hold their course.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you know what? If you look at any of the greats, you know, any of these people that come to mind as people who achieved big things in their lives, even Einstein, just off the top of my head, he didn't even finish high school. So, I mean, it's interesting to know, like, I mean, some of the business people that I've been in contact with recently about their successes, you know, one fellow started as a truck driver with a gravel truck driver, and he just did the best job that he could do. He became like the best gravel truck driver ever type of thing.
Yeah.
And that was his attitude toward it. Right. And,
yeah.
And then, you know, he tried quite a few times to get into his own business, and he failed, and it wasn't, it was an experience. It wasn't a failure, because he learned every time that he didn't break through to that success. But now, you know what, he's the mayor of the town that I live in, and he is probably one of the, you know, the leading people for financial wealth in my community that I live in. So,
wonderful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's inspiring right there, you know, especially, you know, the point of, you know, this is for any person. So it goes back to your definition of success. I mean, you can be a truck driver, you can be the mayor of the city, you can be whatever you desire, you can go after. It really goes back to your desires and determining, hey, what do you really want out of life? You have one life to live, and the time is ticking. Before you know it. Yeah, none of us are exempt from dying. We're all going to be dying here soon. It's just a matter of when. And so, you know, putting that in the proper perspective is that, hey, we got to take advantage of this time and direct it in the fashion that we really want. You know, what's going to really make you happy? Go after that, okay? So I appreciate your guys' comments. let's go into this next one here, okay? So the next one is enthusiasm. You know, I love the enthusiasm of all you guys. And this is also, if you guys are wondering about the principle of the mastermind that we're going to be getting into here shortly, is this is, in essence, a mastermind. If there's any type of challenges or problems that, you know, that you're wanting to accomplish, it definitely goes in more depth, for sure. But this is the starting, you know, of the mastermind, where two or more minds come together and discuss solutions to a problem or challenge. Okay? And all of you are in sympathy with the goal at hand, and we're not in competition with each other. And we're all interested in helping one another out. And those are all major elements of a mastermind. Now, if you're in a mastermind and you have people in direct competition with each other, and if they're not in sympathy or not in unison or not in unity with the major goal, the definite major purpose, it doesn't work, hands down. But it does work as long as there's that unity, that harmony with one another. And so that's why if you think about your spouse or your friend or whoever else that you want to invite into your mastermind, or multiple people, okay, they're all comprised of different talents, so forth, different perspectives, which is very valuable, and you're bringing them together. You're organizing them into a specific purpose of helping you accomplish the goal, the definite major purpose. And that may be your business, and you want to take it to a whole new level and reach a whole new audience with your business. You know, whatever the case may be, the principle of the mastermind works in everything. And starting off with you and God, you and your husband, or spouse, wife, friend, okay, so on and so forth. Get at least one more mind into your life that you're consistently collaborating with, okay, on at least a weekly basis. Okay, but if you're married, then there's your mastermind right there to start off with. Okay, start there and build out from there. That's what I do, and that's what a lot of other successful people have done as well. They just start right there and with their own family. Yeah, that's really the core of everything in the whole world is the family. So that's the power unit of masterminding. But enthusiasm is the next principle there I want to discuss more depth there. When you share your products with people and you're enthusiastic about it, they know, right? I mean, right off the bat, if you're not 100% committed into sharing what you have, or if you don't believe in it, they'll know right off the bat, especially in the way that you present things on your sales pages, your squeeze pages, your marketing material, you know, and even if you were to go into person, I mean, the way that you present yourself, your countenance, the way that you hold yourself, okay, everything is reflective of really how, you know, embedded your belief is in that product. Are you a product of the product? So your enthusiasm is, once again, also a choice, but you got to believe in what you're doing. And your enthusiasm will start to express itself a lot easier, okay? So be pumped up about what you have. Okay, believe in it and be excited about it. If you can't be excited about it and you don't see yourself, then, you know, be excited about it and choose something different, okay? You could make a lot of money doing certain things, but if you can't be excited about it, choose something else, okay? The next one is extra mile, okay? Going the extra mile. If there's anything that made the biggest difference in, you know, in my success and other, you know, great people out there, as Ben pointed out too, is going the extra mile, doing more than what is asked. If you were to always do the bare minimum at your work, you deserve exactly what you're getting paid for. If you're getting paid, you know, $20 an hour, and you're doing exactly what's required, then that's all you deserve. But if you go over and above, then you have that ability to ask for more, or you're getting compensated in one of two ways, or both. You're either going to be able to have that position or have the ability to ask for a raise, or your compensation is the knowledge and experience gained. So either or is your reward. If you have jobs right now, immediately start doing extra. Start thinking about things that you can do extra, you know, things that you can do over and above. And if you have you know, a boss or someone else that's not appreciative of what you're doing and the over and above type of things, do it even more, and it's okay. Because this principle of going the extra mile is eternal. No matter what, you'll get compensated. Law of compensation is another name for it. Is that in time, you'll get rewarded no matter what. You can count on it 100% of the time. No matter what, in time, you'll always get the reward, or you'll reap the harvest. You know, you'll be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And there's no, you know, there's no if ands or buts about it. It'll happen. You know, it's a natural law. In time, you always get compensated. So, if you follow that principle, if you get into the habit of doing the extra, going the extra mile, you'll be able, and you can give yourself a raise automatically just by starting to do that. Starting today, if you haven't been conscious of doing that, by going to work or even looking at your own business, what can you do to do extra that is valuable to your employer, to your family, to your audience, your prospects, your customers, whoever you're serving? Go over and above, and really shine. Because as you start to do that, it's a huge win-win. You know, the cup starts to overfill. And if there's so many blessings that you have in your life that, you know, you have not enough, you know, you don't even have enough room to really receive them all. And it's a great feeling. And being grateful is another habit, you know, to get into. But all of these things intertwine with each other, for sure. You know, there are none of these habits that we're talking about are isolated. None of them stand alone in a vacuum, you know, out in space. Everything that we're discussing here and then some is only valuable in context. So as you start to study and apply these things more and more, they start to develop this very rich, meaningful in life, you know, this very very meaningful existence up in your mind and in your life. And it's beautiful. So enthusiasm, be enthusiastic, yeah, and develop that habit. And then extra mile, go the extra mile is what we've barely talked about too, okay? Now the next habit to get into of the rich and famous and the great people out there, including yourself, is an attractive personality. Okay, no one wants to be around a grumpy person all the day long, you know, especially at work or anywhere else. And it's something that, once again, got to consciously go after, and it gets easier and easier. If some people are predisposed, or it's easier, you know, for them to go the path of least resistance and be you know, grumpy. But most people are not that way. You know, I do know some people who are, and it takes them a bit more effort to be happier or to foster an amiable personality. And so, you're able to persuade people a lot easier by having an attractive personality, being, you know, likable. And you know, if you have a smile on your face and you're walking around happily and you have a positive attitude, you know, no matter what, despite all the, you know, despite all the baggage or the challenges that you know, one might be facing, it really takes self-discipline, for sure. And that's the common thread in all of these things that we talk about, that self-discipline. But having an attractive personality is beautiful. You know, when you're working around people and you're comfortable, not just comfortable in your own skin, but you love yourself too, meaning that you're happy with who you are and you know who you are, it makes all the difference. You know, your self-image, as we talked about earlier, okay, that helps out dramatically too in helping foster an attractive personality. But you'll notice that habit dramatically influencing your bank account as you start to create, you know, videos, and you start to speak with people, and you create audio programs, you create products, you create content, and your personality will reflect itself in that content. Okay, if you're enthusiastic, if you're upbeat, the way that you present it, man, it's huge, right? I mean, no one wants to speak or even hear someone who's monotone the whole time. You know, like, I want to speak with you about personality and I think it's fun. So you put in that own unique spark in your presentation and in the way that you market. Okay. Now, I look at some of these internet marketing gurus such as Ryan Dies and Jeff Walker and Ben Bouchard and these huge success promoters out there. They all have their unique style. Okay. You got to find your own unique style as well. Okay, that's finding your unique voice and then expressing that unique voice. Be yourself, in other words. Okay, don't be your neighbor. Don't be, the other, Sally down the road or Joe Schmo. Be you. Okay, and that's how you really bless the world the most, by being you. No one else out there is just like you, so show it. Okay, see, we've got, 12 more minutes. So any questions so far before we jump into the last? I'll share with you three more, and then we'll call it a day, okay? You guys good?
Yeah, actually, Trent, I just wanted to go back to where you were talking about going the extra mile.
Okay.
The extra mile thing, I can see, it having its payoff, but is there a point where, you have to... How do you determine where the line is, where how far you'll go with going that extra mile? Like you're talking, there's a law to that? Like
yes.
Pay off at the end of it? I'm not sure that I'm clear on that. I don't
okay.
understand that. Would you elaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought a lot about this, and I've also seen it in my life too, which is no matter what, serve. Okay, there's a difference here between self-sacrifice, where it's a win-lose. Anytime it's a win-lose, it's a lose all across the board.
Gotcha.
But if you're serving people, meaning that you're lifting other people up, it's impossible to have yourself lifted up too. Okay? So serving means that you're helping others go from one lower level to a higher level of happiness in their life. Okay, so if you're focusing in on serving people and helping them out and lifting them up, no matter what, you're going to be automatically lifted up. You're going to be exalted in life. It's an eternal principle. God, if you think about God, I believe in God. If you guys, I don't know what the common belief is in your own life with religion, but in my life I believe that there's God. And it's an eternal principle where... He is 100% focused in on exalting his children. He's 100% focused in on helping his children be better and improve, be successful. And guess what happens? His exaltation, he's a better, person, He's happier. He experiences far greater happiness and joy because all of his children are growing and thriving and prospering and being happy, truly happy. So that's where that comes in, is that that you're serving people is because you're getting better and you're helping people out. That's where that line is you go the extra mile no matter what. Going the extra mile is serving and doing more than what's required. But that self-sacrifice is where if you're taking care of your family and you're putting your priorities straight. Priorities ties directly in line with this too, is that you got to be able to follow the spirit in your daily life. Your conscience is what Napoleon Hill talks about in a lot of his books. Your conscience can either be a contributor towards your success or a conspirator to cover up your meanness. And a lot of people have become dull or become desensitized in their conscience to be able to know what is good and bad. And, self-sacrifice is bad. And your conscience will tell you, hey, it's better for me to stay with my wife tonight instead of going out there and hanging out with my friends or so forth. Even though you could serve your friends and help them out, you're prioritizing and saying, I'm going to be spending time with my wife tonight because I love her more and I want to serve her. And I want to devote my time to her. It would be a win-lose situation if that's really where that particular circumstance was at. There's so many circumstances for sure, but was I able to shine at least a little bit of light on that topic?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you got it. You covered it. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Good
cool.
definition.
Great question.
Of defining it. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Cool. So let's see here. Let's. What's that?
Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Nellie again. You know, on that going the extra mile.
Huh?
Yeah. You know that concept of going the extra mile. Yeah, we can use that. We can use that in service, or like for example in ministry. Now, how can we use that in business?
Excellent question. So, who would like to answer? Who would like to answer that question before I shed some light on it? We'll take advantage of the mastermind. Okay, that's a question, and it'll give you guys some practice in relation to what a mastermind does. That when someone asks a question like that, someone else can contribute and say, hey, this is what I think. You guys have any thoughts?
Well, for me, in a business, what you either provide in a service or in a product, it is for the benefit of the people you wish to serve. And so it should turn out to be a win-win.
Great. So here's an example. Let's say, Nellie, do you sell anything on the Internet right now?
Yeah, but not mostly. Yes, on the Internet, yeah.
Yeah, okay, what do you sell?
Nutritional products.
Okay, great. Okay, so one example of going the extra mile could be if someone goes onto your website and they buy one of the nutritional products, you think about, hey, you're just going to voluntarily or surprisingly send out a gift. It could be a book. It could be some movie tickets or a gift card or a thank you card. You know, it could be something that just surprises them. Say, hey, I sure appreciate your business. I sure appreciate you coming onto my website and buying this. You don't have, no one told you to send that card out, or no one told you to send out that gift card. You did it.
Yes. That's a very
good
thing.
That makes sense.
Yes, makes sense. And also, just talking about it now, I realize that there are times when I do go the extra mile. For example, when someone has a complaint, or not so much of the way their product was handled or their order was handled, and I go the extra mile in resolving their problem.
Yeah.
I actually work with the people, who ship the product, and, the people who does the filling out the order. So in order to help this person who had a problem with the delivery, okay.
Yeah, so, awesome job. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So think of these, fun, exciting, things that you can do. And it doesn't have to take money, like we talked about. It could just simply be a thank you card, just showing your appreciation and your gratitude towards them.
Yes.
Come to your site, showing their belief in you and buying your product. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So great question.
Okay.
Now let's talk about the other fine-tuned elements of the masterminds. So I want to cover that along with maybe two other principles if we have time here. Okay. So the mastermind principle is super, super critical in your success. And I've mentioned a number of elements of that already, but to make a mastermind work successfully, start off with someone that you trust, invite that person into your life, and the elements that you want to include is they can't be in competition with your definite major purpose. They have to be in sympathy with it. All right? They need to come to the table and be willing to offer their full resources, their full mind. They'd be able to be 100% vested into this whole goal of helping you out. And if they're a part of your business, or if they're just on your mastermind team only, whatever the case may be, however you're going to organize, that relationship in your life, it's up to you. But the major elements that need to be in place in order for a mastermind to work is they need to be in direct sympathy with your definite major purpose in life, okay? And mm-hmm. second, mm-hmm. they can't be in competition with you. If they're always trying to strategize with, or even, you know, secretively going about taking the ideas that you guys discuss in your mastermind and doing their own business in competition with your business, it just doesn't work. Okay? So invite people who are not in direct competition with you to your mastermind, and that's the second huge element, okay? And then third is you want to consistently meet at least once a week, okay? If you're married, as I pointed out earlier, you're hopefully speaking with your spouse more often than once a week, okay? Every day, you know, multiple times a day, and you're discussing, answers to specific questions in your own families, in your own life, and your business, okay? If your spouse is part of your business, even if they aren't an official member of your business, they can be a mastermind member, okay? So those are the major elements there. And when you guys come together, you know, you're presenting what the challenge is, and you're discussing, hey, these are the solutions. These are the things that I see that can be done to accomplish that goal, and put time frames to them and start to get into the habit of as we talked about, of, you know, these other habits that we discussed. You guys will be able to include a lot of these habits into your own mastermind, such as, you know, enthusiasm and taking action and imagination and having confidence built up in your group and having more clarity established within your vision and so on and so forth, okay? But this is huge, you know? We can't do everything in life all by yourself. And in terms of really going somewhere bigger, yeah, you can definitely do things all by yourself to a certain degree, but really if you think about it, it's impossible to actually do everything that you want to get done, especially in the time frame that you want to get it done within, all by yourself. You got to rely on other people. And mm-hmm. in order to do that, you got to have an attractive personality. You got to have enthusiasm. You got to have all these things that we just talked about. You got to be in the habit of doing those. You know, at minimum, having the heart and desire and wanting to go after and being a better person. No one is perfect in all of these areas all the time. Okay, we all have down days. We all have challenges across the board. But that's another one of the elements that you'll want to include in your mastermind, is that they also need to be supportive or tolerant and be 100% believing in you. You know, they need to know your strengths and your weaknesses. And they need to know, and you need to know them. You guys need to know one another so well. You guys need to understand the nature of each person. You know, when I think about my wife, I know how she would act in almost every single situation. I mean, you think about the people that you know and how well you know them, you can almost, project exactly what they're going to be doing because you know their nature so well. I mean, obviously there are circumstances and there's exceptions where you think you know someone, but, you know, these are, you know, the exception to the rule. We're talking about, you know, the people that you, how many people do you really know their nature? Do you know their nature so well that you could say, hey, I can trust them in this environment, and they would be just fine. You trust them explicitly. Okay, you need to be able to know those people who are in your mastermind that you can trust. Okay, so we're going to end on that one. Pretty cool stuff, right? Hopefully, you guys gained something valuable from the call here today. There's a lot more habits to get into that we can discuss, and we'll actually have another, fourth part to this success principle discussion and coaching call in the future. But, you know, the ones that we've discussed here today will make huge difference in your life. These are the needle moving type of habits to get into that'll make a world of a difference in your pursuit of happiness and greater levels of riches in all areas of life.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, you betcha. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye for now.